Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we'll do an entire siman that's found on this page today, Siman Samaches, which deals with the halacha shelo lahafsik bepiyutin, that one is not permitted to interrupt the brachos of Kriyashma and Kriyashma with the saying of piyutim, which are liturgical poems that great sages of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, including early sages, wrote for the enhancement of the davening. They are not actually part of the davening, they're insertions into the davening, and that is no question, are those insertions in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt considered interruptions of significance? So the Mechaber begins, and there's only one sif in Siman Samaches, and states, Yesh mekomos shemafsikim bebirchas kriyashma lomar piyutim. There are those places that interrupt the brachos of kriyashma with insertions that are called these piyutim. And he brings down the name of the Tshuvas HaRamah and the Rambam and the Tur in the name of the Rosh, his father. Nochon limnoa mila omrum mishum dehevi hefsik. These great Gedolei Yisrael were against this custom of inserting these piyutim in the brachos of Kriyashma because they're considered interruptions. They are considered a hefsik. That is the Mechaber. That's the entire thing that the Mechaber says about this. End of the discussion. The Ramah, however, says, I disagree. Hagar, the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim de'ein isur b'dover. He brings down the name of the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Tur, that there are no problems. It's not usur to go and insert these piyutim. And in fact, the Chayn Noakim b'chol makom muslomrim. And in many, many places, he says, in all places, the custom is to insert them in the davening. V'amekel de'ein omrim lo hifsid. However, if one doesn't wish to do this, he calls him a mekel, interesting. If one is lenient and doesn't wish to do this, lo hifsid, he hasn't lost out. However, the Ramah says, mikom makom lo yasuk b'shum dovar, afilu b'divrei Torah, asu lahafsik v'lasuk, kol zman she'atzibur omrim piyutim. But one should not distance himself from the tzibur, one shouldn't separate himself from the tzibur, and one shouldn't learn even, and certainly not talk or interrupt while the tzibur is saying these piyutim. And certainly not to talk random conversation that's called sicha betela, unnecessary or secular types of conversation. Certainly one shouldn't do that. When we call makom, the Ramah concludes and he says, nevertheless, misha lo meid ayidei hira, if one wishes to learn without actually saying the words out loud, but just look inside a sefer. Shiroa b'sefer, Mahari, looks inside a sefer and he thinks what he's learning, less be'isur. That certainly is not usur. Why? Dihirur lav kidibur domi. Because lamaisa, the Ramah says, thinking is not considered like speaking. Ella, shemitoch kach yavo l'daber. Because the problem with this in the first place is that people may see you doing this, and then they'll talk, v'yavo lidei hefsik, and that will lead to an interruption. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands its statement. V'yalkein, therefore, the Ramah concludes, and he says, ein la'odom lefrosh atzmo mehatzibur, a person shouldn't separate himself from the tzibur, b'malkim shenagul yomram, v'yomar asom imohem. In a place where the custom is to say the piyutim, a person should say them along with the tzibur. He says, ein lekamen simin tzadi sif yud, for further about this from the Ma'aril. And over there, the Ramah writes, Yispalal ha-piyutim v'atchinos im'atzibur v'lo yifrosh min'atzibur afilu lasok b'divrei Sora. And there, he brings down in the name of the Ma'aril that one should not separate himself from the tzibur, and he should say the piyutim and the tchinos, the supplications and liturgical poems, along with the tzibur, not to separate himself from the tzibur, and even if it means that he won't learn Torah then, shouldn't interrupt even afilu lasok b'divrei Torah. That's the entire siman in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and now we'll spend the rest of the time looking at Mishnah Berurah and the Dirshu footnotes. Mishnah Berurah starts off and he says, the ain isser, there is no isser in this according to the Ramah, to make the insertions, it is permissible, ain isser. Mishnah Berurah states, Shezeh Amru, the more in Brachos, Makom She'amru Laharich, Eino Rasha Lekatzer. In regards to certain Brachos, we'll have to define later on what exactly a long Brach and a short Brach are, but he says, in a place where the Brach is supposed to be a long Brach, Eino Rasha Lekatzer, you're not allowed to shorten it. And a Lekatzer, Eino Rasha Laharich. If it's supposed to be a short bracha, you shouldn't make it into a long bracha. So that would seem to argue against the addition of piyutim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Amru, that was only said, Ela Bebrachos themselves, Aruchos, those long brachos, Sheposchos Bebarach, Vechosos Bebarach, that start with the word Baruch Atah Hashem, and end with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Eino Rasha Lekatzer, it means that you shouldn't shorten that bracha, meaning shelo livtoach or shelo lachtom, not to start off with the Baruchat Hashem or end with the Baruchat Hashem. If that's what it's supposed to be, that's wrong. V'kein lehefech. And likewise, if it's supposed to be katsar, kitsaros, ein rasher larichon, you're not allowed to add on to it. Because the Ayyadezeh Mishana Mimefbeh Shatovu Chachamim Bebrochas, because in this way you'd be changing the nusach that the rabbis said is the proper matbeah, the proper coinage, the proper language that's supposed to be used for this bracha, and you're not allowed to change it. However, Avoshar Nusach HaBracha, the rest of the in between part of the bracha, not the beginning and not the ending, Lo Nosnu Bacham Shir. The rabbis never instituted a limit or a requirement for that middle part. Shioma kach v'kach milos davka, that you should say this and this number of words specifically. And in fact, you can add on as much as you want. Dimkein hoyolem lasaki nusach kol bracha b'milos menuyos. Because if the rabbis did insist, they should have specified that this bracha has this many words, this many letters, etc. Ulashbinu kol bracha bracha b'nuschasa. And they should have then specified the exact nusach of every single bracha. V'zeh lo motzino. And that we didn't find. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kosav HaRambam in Perek Aleph Mikriyei Shema. Klal lo shodover. This is the rule. Anybody that changes around the language that the rabbis use for a bracha is making a mistake. And in fact, and he has to go and repeat that bracha and say it with the correct language. And on this, the Kesef Mishnah writes, if he started off with a Baruch Ato Hashem, when he wasn't supposed to. Or he ended with a Baruch Ato Hashem when he wasn't supposed to. Or, or he doesn't start off at the beginning with a Baruch Ato Hashem, Lokeinu Melech Olam. Or he doesn't end up Baruch Ato Hashem. But in the middle, if he changed around the language, he didn't say the exact wording that the rabbi set up for the middle of the bracha, he added or subtracted some other part, even if he left out some words, you also bid the evid. You shouldn't do that, but bid the evid. If you did it, you're yotzei. Why? Because the essential part of the bracha, the Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and the subject, the conclusion of the bracha, were all there. So this is true as long as you're not missing any of the words that are essential, that the rabbi said are the essential component of a bracha. For example, the rabbi said, if you don't say, so then you're not yotze to benching. So if you left that out, you're not yotze. But if you left other parts out, you are yotze. Likewise, if you didn't say, you're not yotze. There are any other essential components into the bracha. And this is all brought down in the Mogen Avram, in Simen Samach Dalet, and Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. He brings down the Vilna Gaon as well, and the Bir Agra, who brings down the Rambam, that the Rambam was actually Chozer, he retracted, V'sover D'afilu B'bracha Rucha, even for a long bracha, Imlo Gomer Sofa Bracha Kedina, Mikol Mokum B'Devid Yotza. The Rambam was even more makel, he said, he retracted his earlier statement, and says that even if you left off the concluding part of the bracha, as long as the initial part of the bracha, you're okay, the Chatei HaRishon, and move B'Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, and this is a Machlokes, and this goes like the first opinion that's brought down in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. And one can read over there, Ayin Shom, for more details. So the Mishnah Berurah has essentially explained why the Piyutim would not be considered a Hafsaka, albeit that's what the Mechaber said, it is considered Hafsaka. Then in Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kos Man Shat Zibur, Hu Adin, Afilum Kvar Gomar Hu, Vatzibur Va Piyutim, V'Abrocha, Vu Omei, Ben Perik L'Perik. Gabkein also lahafsik. Even in this situation where everybody's done and you're in between the paragraphs, you're still not allowed to interrupt and learn Torah over there. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes that one shouldn't learn Torah because Rotsa Lomar, Kishiyiru Ehamon, Shum Mistakel B'Sefer, Yavo Gamkin L'Daber. If the Hamonam, if the Amaratzim see you are learning from a Sefer, they'll say, obviously it's not important to listen and participate in this part of the davening, and since they can't pick up a Sefer and learn from the Sefer, they're going to talk. This is the same idea that's brought down in Chazaras Hashatz, why one shouldn't learn during Chazaras Hashatz, because the Amaratzim will see you and say that Chazaras Hashatz is unimportant. But therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol hiro be'almor b'divrei Torah efshar de'yesh lahakil." He says, when you're just thinking of Torah, nobody sees you, nobody knows that what you're thinking, and therefore it won't lead to this potential takola by the Amoratzim, and therefore yesh lahakil, one can be lenient. And he says, look in the Prichadosh. Adam, however, b'shoah shachazan omer kaddish, when the chazan is reciting the kaddish, also laharer, one shouldn't think Torah then. Why? Because shetzorah chabi l'chabin b'niyas ha-kaddish, because you really have to pay attention and listen to the kaddish at that point in time. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the same halacha applies to Kedusha. Also, laharer b'divrei Torah, mishor shiskal ha-shirach tzivu l'mele kaddish. Once the chazan starts in the kaddish, you shouldn't be even thinking Torah. And he says this is only when the chazan is actually saying the words. However, if he's ayayaying, he's singing a niggun, and there's no words to it, then one could technically learn Torah. And he adds, Shema Shemosifim Benusach HaKdusha B'Shabbos Einam Yek HaKdusha. All the extra parts on Shabbos, as we call Rash Gadol, and the other additions in the Shabbos Kedusha, so they're not an essential part of the Kedusha, the Ikka Kedusha, and if one wishes to, he could theoretically learn during that point in time while the Chazan is saying those words. And he suggests the same thing is with Yimloch, although that's a Machlokas that was brought down previously, and certainly Lu'umasam Baruch Yomeru of the Reikot Shechal Kusuv Leimar, certainly they're not Iker Kedusha, and one could theoretically learn during that time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet said that you shouldn't separate yourself from the Tzibur. Moreno Rav Chaim Vital, Kosav Shem Ari, brings down from the famous Rav Chaim Vital, who's a star Talmud of the Arizal, Shaloya Omer Piyutim Upizmonim. The Arizal did not say those Piyutim Upizmonim, only Elamash Sidru Harishonim Kagon HaKaliri, only Riazar Kalir and other Rishonim, who arranged various piyutim, that the Arizal would say. Because Sheniskinu, these were arranged al derech emes, not just a poem by a great person, but these were the Rishonim, and he would say those. And therefore, v'chein lo haya omer yigdal, he wouldn't even say the piyut that we call yigdal, which is a very important piyut, but he wouldn't say that apparently. Umikom makom, however, nevertheless, heid benoshel, Moreno Rechaim Vital al aviv, Rav Chaim Vital's son testified about his father, Kishoyo Shliach Tzibur Bakol B'Yom Minoroyim, when he was the Chazan on Yom Minoroyim, Haya Omer Kol HaViduyim V'Kol HaPiyutim. Then he added all these additional piyutim and supplications, even though he personally didn't say them himself, in order not to be Porish from the Tzibur. V'Yishma Chocham, a person who's smart should listen to this, U'Mimenu Yikach Chochma, and further his wisdom by listening to this, U'Musur Haskel Shalol L'Shanos HaMinhagim. And one should be very careful before one changes any Minhagim. One shouldn't think he knows better, and one should follow the minhag, the mesorah that we have. It's critically important to do so. He then brings down the shalah, who was herich b'shem ha'gonim, shemitzvah lomar piyutim. The shalah was very much in favor, in the name of various gonim, to say the piyutim, and especially u'kishapiyat, Rabbi Elezer, v'chayos ha'shehenam u'rubos lakisei, la to eish svivosav. And in fact, in the regards to this piyut that he mentions over here, a fire, so to say, would surround him, essentially testifying to the high holiness of these piyutim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Omnam haminhagim shenoagu b'shaor she'atvila l'kuli alma ein l'shanot kolechad miminhag mekomo." Certainly, the essential parts of the davening one shouldn't change around from the way they're done in their communities. For example, kigon minusach Ashkenaz l'svard olahefich. One shouldn't switch from nusach Ashkenaz to nusach svard. The chol ki agabda. One shouldn't play games with these things. One should follow the minhag of his parents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 12 shvatim in order to have, so to say, 12 ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 12 nuschos. And each shevet has its own path. And one shevet's path is not better or worse than another shevet's path, but it is different. Ulinyan Dina, the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the halacha? Ashkenazim, Mespalim, Sfaradim, Lehefech. What happens if you're davening with a different group of Jews? An Ashkenazi with a Sfaradim, or Sfaradim with Ashkenazim. Yotzui Dechova Tvila. Everybody's Yotzei with their own Nusach. This is true with the essential parts of the davening. Abomash Nisko Begemaro, with every Aposkim, Shalomdu Mea Gemaro, who Shovel Akol, Ben Rishuas, Lashum Odom, Linhog Biminhogo. This is true that we said you can keep your own minhag only for things that are minhagim. But for essential parts of the davening, which are written down from the Gemara itself, or in the classical poskim that learned it from the Gemara, there every person can't do whatever he wants. Then there's one halacha, and everybody should follow that halacha. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Hay writes, look in the Magen Avraham, the Pesach on Pesach, Shachazonim, Arich and Harbi Benigunim, where there's a lot of Nigunim that are sung and it's long davening. Tov Yosef Lomar Apiut Kodim Shemasel Bevichas Yotzor. In those piyutim there that are very long, better to say them before you start the Brach of Yotzor, because the Rov Heavy Apiut Shalomi and Abracha, because most of the piyut doesn't deal with the subject matter of the Bracha, and therefore. When you're saying, well, the piyutim, it's considered like a hefsek, and a hefsek that you could have finished reciting the entire paragraph, and that's a problem of a hefsek. One should be concerned about this, as we've already mentioned in Simon Samachay, and therefore one should say this prior to the bracha. If you didn't say the piyut and now it's the bracha has been completed, then it's too late to say it. The lo odith me'alanisim b'chanukah b'purim, because you can't go back on Chanukah and Purim, for example, if you forgot to say alanisim. Once you finish the bracha, it's too late for falin. And therefore, over here too, if you didn't say these piyutim during the middle of the bracha, then you can't say them at that point. Finally, Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, if a person is davening on his own, Mispal B'yochid, Lo Yomar Shum Piyut Be'emtza Bracha, then he brings down the name of the Achronim, don't say any of the Piyutim in the middle of the Bracha. By the way, Derech Agav, he says, Ro'isi, Lahaskir Kan, Ma'ashahar Be'em Amonim Toim B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah says, it's a good time for me to point out that many people from the Hamon Am make a mistake over here on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. B'shor, Shemenagin HaChazen B'tchilas B'rchaz Yotzeror, HaPiyot Shal Oros Me'ofel Amar Vayei. While the Chazen is singing the Piyot, Oros Me'ofel Amar Vayei, Achakach Maskilin HaHomum Yad Melech Oslachla. They just go right afterwards and don't repeat those words. They just go right into the next part of the davening. They don't start the bracha from the beginning. And the royal asir mazeh, they shouldn't skip that. Just because the chazan said it doesn't mean that they should skip it. That's an essential part of the brichos kriyashma. They should start from the beginning themselves and say it. That concludes the Mishnah Berurah over here. We'll just look quickly at some of the Dirshu footnotes where he goes into great arichos discussing in Dirshu footnote number 6 the halacha of the Ben Ashkenaz davening in the Mifto Ashkenaz, and he wants to change it to the Mifto Sfarad. In other words, instead of saying or and the soft sound, he wants to say ah and the tough instead of the soft sound. And many other similar halachic discussions are found in this long Dirshu footnote, which is a very important one for halacha l'maisa, but we unfortunately don't have the time to go through it, ayin sham. In a nutshell, you have many poskim that say that an Ashkenazi should always daven Ashkenazi, a Sfaradi should always daven Sfaradi, he should always use the Ashkenazic pronunciation for an Ashkenazi, a Sfaradi pronunciation for a Sfaradi, and under rare situations, for example, if a person is a Baal Tshuva, or if a person is switching from one nusach to the other, it's a question as to which is the original nusach. Maybe Ashkenaz was the original nusach and Sfarad is a later nusach. What about nusach Hari? A whole bunch of discussion in the poskim as to which is preferable. Basic line is that everybody should follow the nusach of the place that where they come from or where their father's nusach is, in order to get around some of these concerns. He also has an interesting discussion about a husband and a wife. Is the wife mechuyeves to follow her husband's nusach? Can she stay with her own nusach? A number of different opinions are brought down there. What about a Baal Tshuva who doesn't have a standard nusach? Should he just follow this place of origins? Should he follow the Rebbe who is makariv him? What about a Gersh and his Geyer? Many, many interesting halachas are brought down. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to go through them, but please look in Dirshu footnote number 6 for detailed discussion of this subject matter. That will conclude today's shiur.